Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
And around here in Western Washington, you gotta be able to smile about it. I'm here with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington with our weekly weather and science discussion. And Cliff, into our lives some rain?
You bet it is. And I'm looking at the radar on the coast, and it's coming in right now. A strong front is now approaching the north coast of Washington. It's raining quite hard there. And that rain is going to move through, coming in around lunchtime and staying till about dinner time today. So we're going to see some real rain as the front punches through. And there'll also be some strong winds, especially around the San Juan. So northwest Washington and the coast are going to see winds gusting to 30 to 40 miles per hour.
Is that going to continue into late afternoon and the evening?
Well, the front will come through around dinner time, and then we're going to see a Puget Sound convergence zone form somewhere between North Seattle and Everett. So there'll be some rain there. The showers will continue into Saturday, but you know, Saturday won't be a bad day. I mean, it'll start breaking up. Temperatures will get in the mid-50s, so not so horrible. Then on Sunday, unfortunately, another front comes through, and this is a strong one. And so we're going to see rain developing in the morning and into the early afternoon. It'll be raining hard in the mountains, so don't go hiking there. It'll get through again around dinner time, and then we'll have another convergence zone.
That usually means the weather's not quite the same in North Puget Sound as South Puget Sound. It might be nicer down Tacoma, Olympia, not so nice north of Seattle, right?
That's right. Convergence zones often occur after fronts move through. The winds on the coast switch to the west or the northwest. The air comes around the Olympics, converges over Puget Sound, and we get a band of clouds and precipitation that likes to be north of Seattle and south of Everett. So it can be cloudy and rainy up north, and it can be completely dry to the south.
And then Monday's Halloween. We're going to have a lot of trick-or-treaters out. What's the weather like for Monday and Tuesday?
Halloween looks decent. I mean, it's not going to be pouring rain. There could be a few showers in the morning, but I think it'll be a completely acceptable Halloween for trick-or-treaters.
Beyond that?
It looks like Tuesday we're going to be transitioning to high pressure. It'll be opening up some sun. The only problem is we could have fog in the morning. And then Wednesday, it looks going to be sunny and dry. So Wednesday should be the best day.
Cliff, I've noticed in the morning when I'm going out early in the morning, it's been a lot colder this week. And earlier this week, it was nearly frosty, even here in the city. I bet there's been frost already in some of the more rural areas. And I know you've taken a special interest in frost.
That's right. What do you think is the greatest threat to people from the weather? Is it thunderstorms? Is it winds? Is it floods? I think the real answer is ice. And this time of the year, we're getting into the roadway ice season.
Wait a sec. You're saying that a greater threat to our safety is ice compared to big storms that come through and knock out the power and trees fall down and all that?
That's right. If you look at the statistics, you'll find that roughly 15 to 25 people die a year from ice in the roadways, according to the State Patrol statistics. But nothing near like that happens for thunderstorms or floods or windstorms. It's clear that more people die or get injured from roadway icing than any other meteorological cause.
And what's the big deal with black ice? What is black ice and what's the big deal with it here in Western Washington?
People say black ice, but it's not black. If you look at the reflection of light on that ice, it will twinkle and it'll look white. But if you look at it at the wrong angle, it looks kind of dark. So that's why they call it black ice. But black ice or no, I mean, this is ice on the roadway, and it can be slippery.
And what's the cause?
So ice comes from two causes. One, frost. You have the skies clear, the temperatures plummet, and eventually the water starts depositing itself on the roadway, and you get ice. But frost is generally not a huge threat because it's thin, and the roughness of the road gets through. The real threat is when we have a cold night, the roadway surfaces get below freezing, and a nearby fog bank over some wet and boggy area moves over the road. When that happens, you can get a thick deposit of ice very quickly. So if you're driving and the temperatures are cold and you see fog nearby, you have to slow down because that's the real threat.
And that's when it's getting right down near freezing?
The roadway surface is always colder than the air temperature on these kind of nights. So if the temperatures get to 35 degrees or 34, icing threat is real on the roadway surface.
Okay. Thanks for the warning.
No problem.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can find a link to Cliff's blog and his special webpage about black ice at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.